What's going on in the Dominican Republic? This week, there was the shooting of baseball great David Ortiz at a nightclub in Santo Domingo. Meanwhile, six American tourists have died in their hotel rooms while vacationing at Dominican resorts within the last year, three of them in late May, within a week of each other. We're going to speak now about this with Seth Kaplan. He is here at NAS Transportation Analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Lisa.
What do we know so far about the deaths of American tourists in the Dominican Republic?
All of them were between their 40s and 60s. So none of these people, particularly old, all seemed to die suddenly. No known previous health issues with any of these people. Three of them died at two resorts in a town called San Pedro de Macorís, which historically was most famous probably for all the Major League Baseball talent that it produced. Now it's become a popular tourist destination. Two of them at the same resort in the better known tourist town of Punta Cana.
What other aspects of these tragedies, what did these people have in common? You said they're all on the young side. Had they engaged in any kind of activity that might have put them at risk?
You know, in a couple of cases, there were reports that they, someone drank a scotch from a mini bar and then died. Nothing particularly unusual that you could observe. The three in San Pedro de Macorís all had internal bleeding, according to reports, and lung failure. In Punta Cana, one was reported to perhaps have a heart attack, although the Washington Post reported that that person's death certificate listed similar causes to those across the island 60 miles away. So, certainly some broad similarities, even if some of the details were different. Here.
Tourism accounts for about 22% of the Dominican Republic's economy, about a third of those tourists coming from the United States. That's 2.7 million Americans. Have any tourists from any other nation had this kind of tragedy happen?
Well, the reports here that we're talking about are Americans. Now, look, when you talk about that many people, just sort of by chance, you're going to have a certain number of deaths among a population that large anyway. But doing the math to try to say, could this just be random? Kind of crunched it by census figures. How many of a population that size would you expect to die of any cause? Of 2.7 million people, you might expect more than six deaths per year among a whole population. But that includes the fact that the majority of people who die each year are over 85 years old. So when you're looking at people that are rather healthy, when you're looking in one case here at a couple, an engaged couple, 49 and 63 years old, who suddenly died of seemingly the same causes, it's fair to question whether there might be something more going on here.
Are health officials advising Americans to think about a different destination?
At this point, there's no sort of broad warning, although you can't blame people again for questioning whether it's safe to go there. It's certainly an opportunity right now, probably, with reports of people canceling their trips to go there at a discount for anybody thinking of doing so, and just certainly taking the same precautions that we should all take. But this story is going to continue to unfold. I'll have more questions than answers, Lisa.
Okay, thanks for following it for us. Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Lisa.